It's the start of the podcast, which means Carrie and Tommy are on right now. The Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale is also on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday and a huge show today, guys. We're going to give away $5,000 thanks to Skechers.
Big show, Bickers. $5,000.
Guests as well as big cash. And our amazing guest who we're going to chat to in 2 seconds has inspired today's booty drop.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the clubs. The clubs. Makes me want to hit the club. Hit the clubs.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Her thing is sexy.
We're going to whack.
Big Moss booty drop.
I can't believe that it is 20 years since Pink's Get the Party Started.
Is it?
That's crazy. 2 decades of hits. Like, I'd still think of her as, I don't know, she just seems so much younger and like she's been around for 10 years, 20 years.
I'm even thinking, because I was like, it can't be that long. And I'm thinking of the first time I saw her in concert. I was working for this very radio station. And that'd be
like 15 years ago or something.
10, 12 years ago at
least. Amazing. So much to chat to her about yet. Not only is she getting the party started, she's getting our show started today. It's Pink's Get the Party Started.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home the Sabo.
Now, Pink is one of the greatest pop stars in the known universe.
Yes.
She's just released a doco where she's not only pulled back the curtain on what life is really like on tour, but she's really just opened up the front door and invited the whole world in for a cuppa.
Mm.
It is so beautiful watching her with her family. It's raw, hilarious, and emotional. And Pink joins us now. Welcome. So good to see you. Congratulations on everything. The new music, the doco. It is a real raw look at what it's like to be a mum on the road with kids touring the world. Why did you want to show the world that side of you?
I'm an oversharer. No, I feel like, I don't know. So I've gotten to work with Michael Gracie, who directed The Greatest Showman, and we did Walk Me Home music video together, and I absolutely love him. Sorry, I live in Venice Beach, and I live amongst psychopaths, and that's what's happening outside right now.
We can't hear.
No.
What are they doing?
Oh, good. Okay, good. There's people screaming at each other, and I might call 911, but I'm sure it's fine. So I love him, and he thinks that I'm a weirdo and wanted to make a film about how much of a weirdo I am. And so we did that. I couldn't figure out why anybody would want to see this. But then I thought about it and I saw it and I felt like there's not a lot of women that do stadiums. And for me, it's all about being a mom and finding the balance. And what does it mean to be a woman? And can you have it all? Can you do it all? And what is all? And then also the most important reason why I did it was because as kids, you create this story for yourself about what your childhood was like. My mom was awful and she didn't get me and she never fed me and she locked me in a closet or whatever you come up with. And now they have something that they can go back and look at and then I'm right.
I often find if you watch yourself back, even though it's painful to do, you learn a lot about whether it's performance or about what you're like. When you watch this documentary back, what did you learn about your family?
That we all really, really like each other. I feel like my kids feel seen and they feel free within, they feel safe. They feel like they get to be themselves. I hope that's what I look at as a 41-year-old, right? But who knows what they think? I don't know.
It's funny because it didn't feel like it was. You do know what you're doing because it's an amazing family from what we can see. What you've put in the doco, you're an amazing family. But it was interesting because I think in my head what I thought it must be like for kids on the road touring the world. Of course, they were big stadiums and rolling around on the floor with the dancers and stuff. But all in all, they were the same kids as kids everywhere doing the same stuff with the same questions, needing dad to lie down next to them to go to sleep at night, not eating their greens. There was just such a sense of normal see that I wasn't expecting to see, I guess, which maybe says more about what I, you know, me than it does about anything else, but it just was beautiful.
Thank you. I mean, we're just a bunch of weirdos and I've sort of curated this village you know, I've been lucky enough to find these people that are so good that, you know, if I have to go and do vocal warm-ups, Jameson and Willow can go with Kasan or Tracy or Reyna or whoever or Justin. And these are my village. We're a traveling circus. And it's really beautiful. Like, if I can't find Willow, I know she's in wardrobe learning how to sew something. And or climbing the truss way too high. It's really that part is that's the beautiful part is the village.
I think that came across so clearly, and I couldn't help but think that this is a wonderland for your kids. And then there was a little thought at the back of my head that I thought, will Pink be disappointed if they grow up to become accountants or something really dry?
Not at all. Willow told me that she wanted to be a ski instructor, and I was like, well, what are you going to do in the summer? She's like, be a hiking guide. I was like, I hope you never change your mind. I hope you never. Right now, she's downloading, printing out, and sending me Zillow listings for condos that are close to Disneyland. It's a beautiful condo. It's hardwood floors, nice lighting. But she's nine.
Pink, we'd love you to stick around. We have so much more to chat to you about.
Absolutely. And this is your song now from the doco called All I Know So Far. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon. And we are still joined by pop megastar Pink.
Now, Pink, just before the song, you mentioned your daughter Willow wants to be a hiking guide when she's older. And on socials, we have seen your family out camping during the yes. Corona year.
Well, that's what you do in a pandemic.
Yeah. What is that a new thing for your family to start camping, or have you always camped?
No, I grew up camping in the Poconos with my dad in a pop-up. Those little boxes that you crank up and they become a tiny home. I love camping. I'm a camper.
Pink, forgive, this will be a translation thing. Is a Poconos a tent, or is that the area where you went? What is that?
Sorry, I don't know why I would assume anybody would know where the Poconos are. It's like the mountains in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I was picturing when you started then doing this. I'm like, oh, that must be called a Poconos.
Oh, it's the tent.
Yes.
No, it's just a tent.
Yeah.
You know what I've realized is people don't stop me and ask questions enough. No one ever knows what I'm talking about.
I'm so sorry for disrespecting you.
No, I love it. So much. Thank you.
How has the last year been for you? I mean, speaking, your whole doco is about family life and work life all intertwining, which has almost been every home around the entire world with kids under feet as they're trying to work and all of that. It would have been the biggest change for you and your family. What's the last year been like for you guys?
As soon as we kicked COVID, it was easy sailing from there. It's been, I'm very needy, and it's been really nice having my kids home with me. It's been, you know, I miss my parents. I miss traveling. I would like to go somewhere by myself, maybe even just to the bathroom. We're doing all right. We're okay. We haven't lost our job. We haven't lost a close family member, so we're fine. It's been good. Mm. I learned how to bake sourdough. I learned how to use GarageBand and record my own vocals. I play dice a lot.
Did you use sourdough starter? Because all I ever hear about is sourdough starter. Yeah. I don't even know what that is, but everyone uses sourdough starter.
It's like
starter.
A little pet. Mine is called Quarantina, and she has had 8 babies so far. She's all over town now. So, yeah, it's a thing. It's really cool.
Are you a different mom on tour than you are at home?
I'm much more available at home, but they're always with me. So we wake up on tour. I go to the gym. That's my me time. After that, it's on. We're in the hotel room until soundcheck. The kids are at soundcheck with me. Then we go to catering, make a juice. Then I go to warm-ups. They come with me. Willow does the yoga with me with the dancers. But I'm much more available. It's more their world at home than it is my world on tour.
Well, you've brought us into your world, especially with Cover Me in Sunshine, which we have just played so much here. It is such a beautiful song. Willow's voice, I think she at this point is following in your footsteps with that little voice. But thank you so much for your music, for your doco. It's been lovely having a little dip into your world. So thank you.
Thank you.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, welcome to Sketchathon.
Woo!
Become a Skechers Insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at Skechers.com.au.
On your marks, get set.
I'm excited because how are you feeling?
I'm a little nervous because I've chatted to my team, yes. The Caricatures. Yes. We have Karen and Damien here, and neither of them can draw and I can't either. So I'm feeling a little bit nervous.
I'm feeling great because we've got all matching t-shirts on that say our team name, the winners. Yeah. And Marika is an artist.
I know.
So
I'm aware of that.
Basically, we've got it in the bag.
Yeah. Guys, what are you bringing to the team? Come on, Karen. Come on, Damien.
What are you bringing to them? Because it's your team. What a captain's rev up. All right, guys, who's got something?
Hey, now you think your team name is the winners.
Yes. Yep?
But
yes,
it's actually not. No, we decided earlier on that we needed team names that had our names in it. That's why I'm Caricature.
You know what that is? Loser talk.
No. And we've actually already got the Bomber Jackets printed for us all.
Do we?
Yes.
Great.
So you guys aren't the winners. Great. You're actually team. Let's open
you don't
them
even
up.
Know.
I do know.
Yeah.
Team. You can read it out.
Team. Oh.
What's your team, Tommy?
Well, it's got to be a typo. we are team.
And Marika, I don't know how they knew this about you, but we are team Little Doodle. Oh, well.
So I put them all on, guys. Little Doodles, there you go.
If you have enough money, you can get away with a Little Doodle. $5,000 sounds about right. So, winners.
Okay, Jesse, talk us through. Quickly,
We have to wear these in public.
Talk us through the instructions
Let's talk rules.
The rules, okay?
We're all listening. Guys, so there's going to be 3 minutes on the clock, okay? It's like Pictionary, but you're going to run. So when you start at the start of the track, you're going to run up drawing all the way back again. You get to guess. If you get it right, the next person goes and you get a point. If you get it wrong, you can keep going as long as you like. But if you do need to give up at some point, Team Little Doodle, then you can just take the next one, all right? Or you can run again with the same drawing. The winner, after 3 minutes with the most points, will win $5,000, all thanks to Skechers.
So, who goes first? How do we decide that?
We are going to flip a coin, all right? Carrie with the call. Are we ready?
Okay. Heads. Oh, do you want to catch it?
Oh! Oh!
Yes! Okay, it landed.
Great.
I mean, you need to work on your coin toss,
right? I really
bro.
Do, or just catching in general.
Okay, we're going to come back after this and start Sketchathon.
Okay, we're going to go first.
You guys are going to go
first?
Great.
That's
after
what we
this,
wanted anyway.
We'll see Team Caricatures. All thanks to Skechers. Become an insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at Skechers.com.au. Caricatures, start us off up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little this afternoon. And if you are just joining us, welcome to Sketchathon.
Become a Skechers insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at Skechers.com.au.
On your marks. Get set. Sketch. It's Italian Tommy's Sketchathon.
It is Team Caricatures against Team Little Doodle. I guess you
we
can
prefer
guess whose team's whose.
Tiny Knob, thank you very much.
3 minutes
I'm here,
on the clock.
Yep, with Karen and Damon. We are going to go first. We've got to draw as many pictures as we can while running in 3 minutes.
Yeah, the winner takes home $5,000, all thanks to Skechers.
Just a quick team question.
Yes.
Because we'd huddled beforehand, and if we'd won the toss, we were going to go second because we thrive under pressure. Why did you choose to go first?
We talked
less
about
pressure.
It.
Yeah. Less pressure.
Yeah. Damien's a smart man. We may not be able to draw our team, but we've got the smarts.
Yes.
So Damien
lose with
can
grace.
Can you run, Damien? Can you run fast?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Good.
All right. Okay. Damien's on the start line in his very nice looking Skechers, ready to run. He's obviously kicking off Team Caricatures. 3, 2, 1, go!
And he's off. He's taking a look at the first word.
He's halfway up the court and he's only just started running.
He's almost at the end of the first part of the
track.
The
thing he's trying to draw is a telephone.
As okay. He's a bit
slow. A telephone.
Oh, ding, they're off. First one, Caricatures are already on the board.
Oh my God!
She doesn't know what to draw. She's struggling. A little bit of panic comes into her. And it's a very slow run. And the item she is trying to draw is the Spice Girls.
You don't have to walk.
She is doing a jaunty little power walk, I would say.
Shivers.
What are you doing?
A lot of party. Almost swearing.
Band.
Yes.
But she's gone off for another run now, and she's trying to add to the drawing. This is two runs for one drawing.
Carrie is really letting this thing down.
Concert.
No,
I can't think how to draw them.
Festival.
No, she's gonna need another one.
Oh, she's gonna. She's bailed on that. She's given up on that one.
Your captain has gone to the absolute water.
Okay, so this one should be a nice, easy one. It's supposed to be duck.
A duck.
Halfway back down the track. Duck was the answer. They've given it. Oh. Off goes Karen. Karen looks very confused as she's running down. She's still running. No drawing happening at the moment. She's all the way at the end, and she's finally started
show
to draw.
Us, show us.
A little bit of confusion on Karen's face as she runs back, and she holds up a very quick drawing. She goes with the pass.
One.
Very interesting technique from Karen. Now she's drawing as she takes her second attempt. Okay, so this drawing coming up here is supposed to be
come on, Karen. Ground. Got this. I really let the team down. Oh mate.
She's really drawing, so you expect a lot of detail as she comes back in for this one. She shows it to the team.
Playground, great!
Ding, off they go again. Another point to Team Caricatures.
Come on, Damien, he's a fast
runner. The one they're looking for here is...
Go, Ding! Come on, Damien, we've got this.
1 minute on the clock for Team Caricatures.
Burger!
Hamburger!
Okay.
Another point on the board for Team Caricatures. Carrie's off again. She's running. And drawing, and she seems a bit unsure of what she's... Oh, no, she's so confident. She's already holding it up halfway back.
So far away.
You cannot see from that far away.
So far away.
Very ambitious.
A cave?
No,
she's passing again. She's passing again. She's gone off for another run.
Is Carrie just trying to get her steps up? What's happening?
We've got 30 seconds on the clock. Because it's going to try and draw a helicopter. She's gone back. Why has she gone back to the end and she's still drawing? I think she's quite confused by the concept here. 20 seconds on the clock.
Don't laugh at me.
She's hectically trying to add to the drawing, but if you want to add to it, you need to keep running. You have to go again. Is she passing? Only 3 seconds, 8 seconds to go. Five, four, three, two, one. Bow.
I tell you what, you guys should be called the Damien Achuas because your captain sucks.
Oh, I mean, can we discuss the ones I couldn't get? Oh, no, that's the Spice
Girls. Spice Girls.
That's the Spice Girls,
everybody. I was
thinking
of a group like...
Spice Girls is so hard. And then this is the one that I don't know why you couldn't get.
Helicopter.
Oh,
I thought it was like a crazy.
No, sorry, I did the bit and then I started going like that, so it was whirling around.
Also, that's the one that you were doing the whirly bit up the other end of the track, is that right?
What are you implying? That I should have done it closer?
That's just interesting technique.
The confidence of the bit more was amazing. It was, let me hold up this piece of paper 50 metres away from you. Yeah. And why can't you guess what that is?
Oh, I really...
I can't even see that it's a piece of paper from that front.
Okay. Like I've let you guys
four
down,
is a really
Damien.
Good score.
Four
I think.
Is not a good score.
I think it is.
You chose to go first to have less pressure. You've come up with four. How are you feeling?
We're feeling really good.
Oh, yep, good. We're feeling good.
Good work. It's Gary went, not okay, we're feeling good.
Okay, well, let's see how you go up next.
Gary and Tommy. Gary Bigmore and Tommy Little this afternoon. If you're just joining us, we are halfway through Sketchathon.
Become a Skechers insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers, and more. Sign up now at Skechers.com.au.
On your marks, get set.
And we are going to give away $5,000 very, very soon.
Woo! And Carrie's team have just competed.
Yeah, they got a total.
The Caricatures. Sorry, I didn't use the team name.
Yeah.
Because I feel like as a captain, you just went to water. Damien got the first one straight away. And then when it got finally eventually back around to him, he got the next one. Were you just trying to get your steps up, mate?
No.
You just went up and back and up and back and up and back.
He had to draw a hamburger. I had to draw the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
You know pretty unfair.
You know what he's doing, though?
What?
He's deflecting from his team name because we're about to announce you.
The winners.
Race.
Let's go.
Sorry, what was that?
The winners are up. Are up.
No, I think you'll find your name, according to your bomber jacket, is the Little Doodles.
Printing on a shirt, though.
Yes, I do have a T-shirt that says the winners.
Oh, that's weird. Covered when your team name's the Little Doodles. Are you ready to go?
Looking good in your sketches, guys. Who's going to go first for us?
I'm going to go first.
All right.
We got this.
Yep.
Here we go.
Confident.
3 minutes on the clock. The score to beat is 4. Running while you're playing Pictionary. Are you ready?
Hey, remember, we'll be friends forever. And what happens here doesn't really matter. You've just got this focus. Be one with the drawing. Yep. Be one with the track. You know what to do.
But win.
Three, two, one, go. She's off.
Marika, go! You've got this!
She's got a pretty quick run on her while she's drawing as well.
It's very hard to draw and run.
For this guest, they're trying to draw a toilet.
She's already holding it up as she runs back. She's comfortable with drawing. Toilet, they're on the board. One, they're away. Off to a flyer.
Okay, you've got
this. Go, Erica!
Slower run, much more concentration on the drawing this time.
On the drawing. Great, you're fantastic.
Yes. Get rid of that.
The thing they're trying to draw this time is Kim Kardashian.
Oh, it's almost a walk. Come on.
Erica, great start.
Oh, now she's broken out into a full run. She's finished the drawing. And as she comes back, they
pregnant,
hold it up.
Pregnant lady duck. Wait, woman? Yep. Pregnant lady. Birth. Giving birth. Child birth.
Pass. Go, okay.
Pass. No, you
again.
Again.
Okay.
She's waved them off. She's passed. Belly. And she's taking another one. Off she goes.
This drawing attempt is cut.
What was that?
I don't know. It's all right. Let's forget that.
As she makes her turn at the end, she's holding it up already. She's confident this time.
Kitten. Cat.
Yes. And she's got it. Ding. There he goes. Second point on the board. They've got it with the cat. Off goes
Tommy.
Come on, Tommy.
Okay, they're two. Two down. How long to go?
Tommy.
With less than 2 minutes on the clock. A minute 45 to go.
What they're trying to draw here is the Statue of Liberty.
There's, oh, he's turned back and gone again.
He's run, very interesting.
He's a little walk while he draws. A lot of focus going into the drawing here. Halfway back down, he almost shows. Now he shows the drawing.
Statue of Liberty.
Yes,
oh, that's point number three.
Oh, no,
this could be what ties it up as Team Little Doodle tracks
left
them down. A minute and a half to go.
Ricky, you got this. Great work.
Oh.
Okay, this time it's Peach.
She holds it up.
Beach.
Yes,
Beach. That's the fourth point. That's the tie.
On,
this is for the win for Team Little Doodle.
And this drawing is supposed to be a donut.
Come on, come in. Let's go.
She's drawn and she's already broken out into a run, so she knows she's got this picture down.
1 minute.
1 minute to go. She's showing the picture.
Donut. Yes.
There it is. That's the win. With time to spare, Team Little Doodle.
Well done, guys. Shake your hand. Congratulations. Great run, great drawing. Your run was a walk, but that's fine.
Yeah. Still the trash talk.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, guys.
$5,000, all thanks to Sketches, guys. How good?
Amazing.
Now,
holy moly.
If you remember before the start of this race, we said one thing together and I said, what are we doing? How are we spending the money? And you guys very generously said, you will take me to lunch with your $100 voucher that you've been supplied.
Yes.
So I did say that.
Does the offer stand?
It does stand.
Yes.
Can we ditch our Little Doodle jackets and just rock our winner's t-shirts?
Absolutely.
Oh. I also heard a little perhaps getting a Tommy tattoo would happen if you want.
We'll do that.
If you draw something on me, I'll get it tattooed when I get back.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you have to draw one of your doodles.
No. My little one? Drew a few of those in high school, Aaron.
Is it tracing all of a sudden?
Oh, that's a lot.
Oh, we've got a novelty
check!
$5,000. A big thank you to Sketches.
Amazing.
Become a Sketches Insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at sketches.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And coming up shortly, we're going to take a little bit of a look back.
We're digging into the archives of Bickmore's Guys' Lives.
My life.
Your life. Because I found a photo that's far more involved than I thought it was going to be.
What
Someone
you mean?
That you know quite well. Yeah. I didn't know that you went so far back. And I actually wonder whether you're going to recognise this person in the photo and whether or not you'll offend them. By recognising them or not. Anyway, that's coming up.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we have been, I don't know, have you checked our inbox recently?
Our work one?
Yeah, our Carrie and Tommy
my
one.
My private one is so full, I don't have time to check our work
one. Wow, my private one's empty, so I've been focusing
on the
work
one. No, I've
seen
your one. You just don't check your private
one.
How many outstanding messages do you have to check on your phone?
Outstanding? Yep. None. Heaps of boring ones.
How many? It's like 25,000 or something.
Yes, leave me alone. we had a game that people have just been asking for more and more. This was the original.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
since then, we've gone.
If I was checking our messages, there would be no messages asking.
Yeah, because you do one of those surface level looks where you don't dig deep enough. But trust me, the messages are in there. They said, guys, we love the dog, bark, dog game. But we know you've exhausted.
Yeah, we did penguin last week and there's only two penguins that we knew.
Yes, and we got them right. That was pretty good.
It wasn't an interesting game.
Yes, it was great. I got a lot of messages about that as well, saying they love the penguin one, but could we make it a bit less obscure and weird, a bit more of mainstream animals, please? Well, I've heard ya.
Dog, bark. Animals with a shell on its back.
Pardon?
Animals with shells on its back is the category for today.
But we're going to hear their sound. I just don't think a lot of them make sounds, do they?
What don't you understand, mate?
An animal with a shell, like what noise does a tortoise make?
Well, I reckon if you stay right where you are and just listen for a bit, you might hear one. The first sound, please, Jesse.
That's like a... It sounds like a froggy thing.
Ooh, is it a frog with a shell?
They don't have shells. It's something by a creek, I reckon.
You reckon? Okay, what?
Play it again. Sounds like a duck.
Oh,
a lizard?
Could it be a cat that is wearing a turtle?
Maybe a lizard.
I don't think a lizard has a shell, does it? I can only think of a snail.
A hermit
crab. What about a hermit crab?
I have no idea.
Okay.
What's the answer?
It is an armadillo.
Oh, I was thinking that. I wasn't.
Oh, give me more, Jess.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a geese. Or a cicada.
That's pretty good. Because they then leave a shell.
Do they?
Yeah. Because we spray paint them and put them on our Christmas tree.
What do you mean?
So we'd go around and collect cicada shells because they stick to your Christmas tree because they got claws. And so we'd spray paint them gold and silver and they go on our Christmas tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tales from a sad childhood.
Oh, mate, from the swamp house woman over here.
What was that?
That was a hermit crab.
Oh, I guess that for the armadillo one.
I don't even realise hermit crabs made noise.
But when do you get educational. When do you get your ear close enough?
Mm. No, true. Yeah. But a lot of people keep hermit crabs as pets and you don't hear that sound in their house.
A lot of people?
Yeah, some people.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the last one you got for us? Well, that was me last night.
I know.
While I was wearing my shell backpack. What? Play that again.
So we call Chris.
Can you play that again?
Don't you know this one? Don't you know this one, Bea?
No.
Have you not seen this video?
No. What's the video?
It is I don't know if it's a turtle or tortoise, but going at it.
Is it?
Yes.
So it was me last night.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives.
When was that? When did that happen?
Oh, yeah, Beckers. I have got something for you this day. You know when you just have a mental blank as to when it is? Anyway, I've got something for you. I've got a picture from your past, and you can tell me, when was that?
That was, oh, my God. I've worked out who that's next to me.
Yes.
That is a picture of me at the 2014 Logies, I think. And next to it, with a microphone in his hand.
He's looking like Dickie Knee, by the way.
Or the guy from Dumb and Dumber. Is that the guy that has the crazy hair?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Floyd?
Jeff Daniel. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yeah, Floyd. It's Jez, our audio producer.
It is.
What was Jez doing there?
I'm guessing by the look of it he was interviewing you.
For who?
Jez, are you there?
Yeah, I was working on Fifi Box's radio show at that time, and producer Sonda was standing behind me, and they thought it'd be funny to get a very awkward audio guy to interview all the big celebrities like Carrie Bickmore, Ed Sheeran, and Kylie Minogue on the red carpet. And I look like an idiot.
You don't. You look a bit crazy.
You do.
Okay,
I mean,
you do.
I love you, mate.
But I do like the look.
It looks like it looks like you're wearing, because you've got a cap on,
yeah.
And it looks like you've got one of those caps with novelty hair sticking out from underneath it.
Yeah, the
hair's
attached to the cap.
Yes, it's sewn in around the rim
of
the cap.
That's what it looks like. Nice fringe. But below you is Ed, below me and you is Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Who was a better chat?
Sorry, it's a separate photo. Not just, you're not, you guys aren't on top of Ed Sheeran.
Who was a better chat, Jez?
I got really nervous with Ed Sheeran, but he was really nice.
Why did you get nervous with me?
I think I got really nervous. We've got some audio of me chatting to you, and it's so cringy. I hate it so much. It's so inappropriate. I shouldn't talk to anyone that way. I'm really sorry.
Oh my gosh! What? Hang on.
It's
before
not that
we,
bad.
Why was it so inappropriate?
It's the first thing I said to her when you hear the audio. It's the first thing I say to her. I just wish I never said it. It's really dumb.
Oh, Jez. I think it can't have been that bad.
Imagine if we just play the audio and just goes, what's up, bitch? Okay, let's have a listen.
Carrie Bickmore.
Can I say Carrie Bickmore? More like Carrie, the hottest chick on the carpet more.
You've said that to all of them, haven't you?
I thought I'd come up with a better pun for your last name, but I really haven't.
Yeah,
so,
right. I won't tell you some of the nicknames I had as a child.
Did you have any cheeky pre-frothies tonight before you came down?
I had a quarter of a glass of champagne.
A quarter?
Quarter.
Was it Moet?
No, it wasn't Moet. It was just some cheap thing.
You're still Carrie from the block.
Exactly.
You used to have a little, now you have slightly more.
Oh, Jez, that's gorgeous. Now I feel bad for saying you look like a funny man.
I loved it. I love the bit where your balls dropped halfway through a sentence. That was incredible.
They've gotten a lot better.
That was actually Dickie Nathan that fit in the middle.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy this afternoon. And right now, get half-price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, the Mayhem half-price cosmetic sale. Perfect coming into the weekend. Go grab yourself some L'Oreal, Maybelline, Rimmel, Sally Hansen. You'll look bronzed and beautiful.
Ask me what I'm wearing.
What are you wearing? Nothing. You need to go in there and get some.
Oh, that's so... I've spent 2 hours in makeup. Okay.
Have you? You need a new artist. Hey, coming up, if there's one segment that people come up to me and talk about, is the segment we're about to do next. It's never glowing, what they have to say about me.
Really?
I can't help that I'm competitive.
Well, you smash stuff.
You'll see me smash some more stuff next.
That's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Across the country for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Verses. Same, but backwards. It's your permitted with
Latin. Tommy, just practicing, just checking my buzzer.
It's hot on it today. 9-5 to the Bickmore at the moment, guys.
So. I feel like your hoodie's going to weigh you down. I think you should take it off.
It's all right, pervert. Let's just get on with the game. I feel like your pants are going to weigh you down.
Oh, that's weird. Gross,
oh,
man.
Mate. Gross, man.
Actually, I can't take off my pants. How's this? I went to put these jeans on, right, earlier. So I bought a size in them 2 weeks ago and I couldn't get them over my feet. You know, the hole at the bottom of the jean was too tight. I thought I need the size up. So I've gone another size up. I still can't get them over my feet. We almost cut them to put them on and the girls were trying to, like in makeup, were trying to pull them on. So I've just got them on over my heel. But now what happens when I get home tonight? I'm going to have to sleep in them.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be able to get them off.
Where you'll just have to pull them down to your knees like you're going to the bathroom. Then
leave them there
for the rest of the night. Sometimes if I actually don't wear jeans this skinny anymore, but sometimes I would have nights where I'd go out partying and because my jeans would have been so skinny, I think through like just being up and about and dancing a bit.
Yeah, your legs would swell. Like
they swell and I couldn't get my jeans off.
Yeah. And you just sleep in them?
Yeah, I would do the same thing that you're going to do. I'd pull them down halfway and then.
Oh, would you?
Just wondering why I have to sleep in my boots out the side of my bed.
For the same problem. My leg calves swell and then I can't get my knee highs off. It's far sexier though, sleeping naked with just your boots on than it is with your pants around your ankles.
Yeah, I know. Do you know I had a mate in high school who he decided he hated being cold in the morning and so he started going to he'd get ready for bed, he'd get into his school uniform and then sleep in his school uniform so he could just pull the doona back and go walk out the door off to school.
I've heard parents doing that with their kids so they don't have to wrangle them in the morning about getting into their school clothes.
Mate,
just
we
put them
16.
To bed, done. Anyway, should we play Same Same?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here's your first song.
Oh, Carrie. Cake by the Ocean. It is a weird name Dan's or something.
Tommy, would you like to have a go?
Who sings Cake by the Ocean?
It features Joe Jonas, is it?
Three.
I'll say it's Joe Jonas. Damn it.
Who is it? D-N-C-E.
Oh, I said dance. How else do you say that?
No, it's pronounced D-N-C-E.
Oh, mate, that is so... The fact that I knew that and I said it's called dance or something like that and
mate,
you say
if you
no.
had a buzz in on REM and said REM, I wouldn't give you that either.
You're tough. I think I get that one. In my brain, I got that one, by the way.
Always a winner in there. Yep. Song number two.
Tommy.
That's just so weird. That's Living La Vida Loca.
Mate, I buzzed in first.
Ricky Martin. What?
No, Tommy buzzed
Even
in first.
Even Sonder's here nodding that I buzzed in first. A whole second first.
No.
I said Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca. But you know what's so weird about that? Because I think we have to tell you at this point, the studio where you are is on a delay. So Jesse and I are on the same time because we're both in SCA studios.
This is not the time to play same, same, but backwards when we're on a delay. Is this your way of getting ahead? Is this what you're going to do? Banish me to a different studio every time we play same, same, so
mate,
you're a
you
second
know I'd
ahead
rather
of
be,
me.
You know I'd rather be there. The weird thing about that was the first song that you played, I thought Living La Vida Loca. Anyway.
And it was Cake by the Ocean.
Yeah, but anyway, that was the next song.
Do you want to just hand Tommy the next one, Jesse? It's very, very weird.
One zip. Here we go.
Tommy. That is Thrift Shop in Macklemore.
Yeah.
Jeez, you were late even with the delay there. That means you were like, did you buzz in on Monday next week?
Mm-hmm.
All righty, two zip. So, Tommy, can you save it, Bickers?
Carrie.
Bickers.
Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball.
Back in the game.
Sonder's just started cheating for you.
She actually hasn't.
Oh, wow. We're going to do this again.
Well, I'm already at a disadvantage. Don't start lying. Make me sad.
I just wonder why. I've just never seen you look off camera so much for answers.
Okay. It is 2-1. If Carrie gets this one, it is a
tie. Where you're normally sitting. Only there's an empty chair there, so I have to remember to look back the other way to the screen.
For the win for Tommy.
Carrie.
Bickers.
It is Come Mr. DJ, Mr. DJ from Ponder Replay by Rihanna.
Oh, you have to take her first answer. She was just looking off and these scumbags were giving her the answers.
She's tied it up.
That mate, you have to take her first answer. When I've done that before, you've buzzed me out.
He didn't take it. He should have 5 minutes ago.
We have a tiebreaker. Are you ready? This is for the win.
Sure. Okay.
Tommy.
Started from the bottom, Drake. Started from the bottom,
now we're here. Yes, Tommy wins against half the team playing with Carrie.
Oh, that is just not what happened.
Yes.
It's not what happened.
Tommy time.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah. Carrie and Tommy talk etymology. It's a really cool segment, you'll just have to trust me.
It's about where words come from, yeah.
That doesn't sound cool, but trust us, you'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't into this segment when I first heard about it, and now I have learned so much.
Have you?
None of it that sticks. I can never remember when I want to retell people, but at the moment I'm like, that's amazing.
Have you got one?
No.
Oh, okay. What about Happy as Larry?
Larry did something and he was on the front page of the paper.
Yes.
Being very happy.
I think it was Larry Foley. He was a boxer and he won a huge prize. He was New Zealander and that was the headline they ran on the front of the paper.
There
so now we say you're as happy as Larry.
What have you got for us today?
I believe I've got an apology because I've been spreading a...
Have you got a retraction?
Yep, because I told a friend one last night, and then she said, "Really?" And I went, "Yeah," and looked it up, and I was like, "Oh,
no."
But I think Jesse, you've got a new one, don't you? I reckon we'll get to my retraction.
I do have a new one for you, right? So you know those old school, like medieval taverns and signs and things you see that say "ye old."
Yes.
So that's
ye oldie.
Yeah. So that's actually pronounced "the old."
Right? What do you mean?
So the Y is actually a letter that doesn't exist anymore, and in pre-printing presses
in ye old times.
Yes, in ye old in the old times. Right. So there used to be a letter called the thorn, which looks like a lowercase p and a d put together. Right. Okay.
Hold on, lowercase p and a d. Okay, so it has a bottom stick and a top
stick.
So the
little bubble is in the middle.
Yep. Okay.
You've got a p and a d together. Usually one is a bottom.
And that was called a thorn.
So that was called a thorn, right? And when they brought in printing presses, they originally got them from Germany and Italy, and they didn't have that letter. And so they substituted it with the thing that looked most similar,
like a y.
Which was a Y. And so that's why they ended up having all of those signs.
I still don't understand why the Y is replacing the T and the H. Mm.
Because the thorn letter, right, that didn't exist in the German and Italian printing presses, right? So they just substituted it for the one that looks the same.
You know how we said in the opener that it doesn't sound good.
But trust us, it'll be good.
Cool. I'm starting to think you shouldn't trust us.
So ye old just means the old.
Yeah, and that's why you get stuff like thou.
Great. That's good stuff.
That's where you comes from.
What?
That stop. That was good stuff. We said that was good stuff. Great stuff. Thanks for coming.
Okay. So, what's your retraction?
Well, I said the etymology.
I feel like we still haven't given a good one. Do we have another example of a good one?
Well, this one is a good one. Okay. So here is what I've said for years, because this is what I got taught on a ghost tour in New Zealand in the middle of the night of a cemetery. Right? The tour guy said the phrase dead ringer, like, dead ringer for you the other day. That came because ages ago they found out that medical practices weren't that great, and they were actually accidentally burying some people alive, right? Because they dug up some coffins and they found claw marks on the inside of the coffins.
People trying to get out still alive.
And naturally everyone became terrified of getting buried alive.
Of course.
And so they started tying a string to the dead person's finger in the coffin,
so they
and
could
the other
move
end of the string would be attached to a bell.
Yep.
And so when you saw someone, they were like, "Oh, you must be a dead ringer."
Meaning you've come back to life. I've rung the bell.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what I've told. That is literally what I got told on the ghost tour. I've told people that for years.
Yes, I would too.
Last night, one of my friends called my bluff and went, "That's not that." And I went, "It is. Oh, my God." And then I searched on my phone. No. The first thing that came up was the false origin of the phrase dead ringer.
Oh, no.
You've probably heard the often repeated story about how you've often heard. How hurtful is that to me?
Yeah.
I think I'm pulling out original stuff.
You're not unique.
No, or special. And it says, where a person was buried alive, goes through the whole thing that I've just told you. And then it says, actually, it came from an entirely different source, from horses. In the 1800s, a ringer was a stand-in for a horse at a race, and sometimes people would replace a slower horse with a faster ringer, right, to step in. So they could win the race at bad odds. And
why is it dead?
Dead just means it was somewhere. Dead just means exact or precise. The horse ringers obviously were not dead, though, because they wouldn't be able to race. In this case, the word dead is used to mean exact or precise, which is, for example, when they say the dead center of town, it means the exact center of town.
Oh. Well, that's fascinating. Again, what a segment.
I know, but now
if we cut out all the ye, they, go, thou stuff, it was a real good one.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, and it is the end of a big week.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Well, raw. Really raw.
Nothing that made you rap this week?
What do you mean? No, I'm still, what started or meant to start as an innocent conversation about a gripe that you had with my dating profile turned real dark.
Your Tinder profile is ridiculous.
I just don't think it is, mate.
It is. Photos, it's you and your one of your best mates there. Then there's you with a baby.
Yeah. And then there's another one of my best mates.
There's me in there. I should not be in your Tinder profile. Who put it in there?
Well, it would have been me.
I mean, we've made you a little opener.
Have you?
Yeah.
Tommy's Tinder. Let's get him matches. Tommy's Tinder. So he doesn't die alone.
Oh, I heard that was a lot.
So you don't die alone.
Yeah, okay,
because
crazy
I'm telling
eyes.
You, all those people you have in your Tinder photos with you, we all have people to die with. You currently are going to die alone.
What a happy sentiment.
Oh, it is two.
And he's got a mum and dad who love him very much.
Oh, so do I, mate. This is way too harsh. Why is this turned into? Why does this turn into your parents don't love you and you're going to die alone?
Sorry. Your parents do love you.
You didn't say I'm not going to die alone.
No. I mean, who knows? Only you can change that.
What? So do you guys want to do ones or do we just finish now?
No. How are you feeling, Jess?
Guys, I'm wrapped and raw. Earlier in the week, Tommy brought us some genius ideas and I managed to improve upon one of them a little bit, but then I tried to help out with the other one. I think I flew a little bit too close to the sun.
You unashamedly love your dressing gown.
I do.
So what about instead of a dressing gown, it's called a dressing going out. And we make a formal dressing gown.
Surely you're also calling it a dressing gup.
A dressing. Yes. Oh my God, that's funny. Oh, I'm on board now. A dressing gup. But Tommy, here's the thing.
Edible chopsticks. Why can't we have chopsticks that right at the end of the meal, it comes with a little extra dipping sauce and you just dunk that in and
dessert. Could you make it like a Tim Tam so you could do a Tim Tam slam? With the chopstick?
Like yeah, but it's hard to eat like...
Too far? Okay.
Yeah. So you had a win with dressing up. Okay. You
it's hard to eat pho or pho, whatever it's called, with Tim Tams. your edible chopsticks, we should have a separate meeting one day just to discuss that as a business idea.
Do you need to hear the working title again?
Yep.
Chop, don't stick them in the bin. Chop, stick them in your mouth. Chopsticks.
That's not what they're going to be called.
I reckon
that's
you could
just
chop
the...
that down a bit.
He's back.
He's back.
Yes.
Big as hay.
Hey, guys, I am wrapped because you know in the middle of the week I was feeling a bit raw. I just was having a flat day where nothing excited me, nothing in the news interested me. Yeah. You guys were talking and I just didn't care. And then one of our callers called up and
Gina?
She
was
really, it's Gina. She really lifted my mood. Nothing's exciting me or interesting me.
G'day, Gina.
Hi, Carrie and Tommy. How are you?
Look, I'm great, but Carrie's so flat. Do you have anything that'll get
her
up and about?
Yes.
I definitely do. You're going to feel the love with this one.
Am I?
You are. I'm already getting emotional. Okay. I'm a first-time nonna, so I have a two-week-old grandson. And he's
awesome,
a cutie patootie. Oh, he's so beautiful.
I feel like Carrie's kind of laughing like she actually doesn't care.
It's just Gina. I don't know you or your kids.
I'm appealing to your innermost, deep motherly thoughts. How can you not love the fact that there's a baby, new baby?
It's
Gina, you don't sound interested at all.
Gina, I'm over here nearly crying. I think it's beautiful.
She really got me about Gina. I love you, Gina.
Yeah,
and
Gina.
Congratulations on the birth of your
congratulations.
Your
and because
too.
I don't know if you do remember that day, but that was the first time we got to hear Montaigne's fabulous entrance into Eurovision.
Yes.
And I thought, what better way to end the week than what you described as your favourite tune to play in the bedroom?
We got grace, we got style and laces, time to take off your clothes. Ting-a-ting-a-collar, ting-a-ting-a-collar, never stand together.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on the Listener app.
Now that the show is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half-price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.